Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we focus on Fairground Community, which is here to discuss hunger and food insecurity in the Beacon, Newburgh, and Wappingers Falls regions of New York's Hudson Valley and how Fairground has been supporting those communities. Karadina Sale is co-founder of Fairground, and Karen George is the board president for the organization, and it is a pleasure to have them both join us this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
A great pleasure to have you both on. Carol, let us begin with you as a co-founder of how this organization was started and ultimately what you're looking to accomplish.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe, for having us. This organization, our organization, Fairground Inc., was started in 2012. Several of us in our community felt concerned about food justice and food insecurity in the Hudson Valley, and we set out to become a Pay What You Can cafe, and we've evolved over time to we have pop-up dinners, and we are now building tiny food pantries to place around our community. And when the pandemic hit, we were ready to go to serve families and people who didn't have enough food in their homes. And so we began to connect with the Beacon City School District, where we created dinner-to-go kits. So we have non-perishables in a little brown bag, and we took these to the schools for distribution, and now we are distributing in a variety of locations, over 900 of these bags a week. So we were able, because of our mission, we are a women-run organization, and we are dedicated to attending to hunger in our community.
So, Karen, give us a sense of the need in the community, and maybe even how that has changed since the pandemic has hit.
Yeah, that's a good question. The pandemic, of course, has increased the need for food even more greatly. We see the need anyway on a daily basis without the pandemic, and having people call us through social workers or the school telling us that families have not had food for days is just heart-wrenching for us. So Kara and I will make these dinner kits that Kara talked about and get them an emergency meal so we can get them on a distribution list.
How ultimately... Go ahead.
I was just going to say that many times Kara and I end up in tears just seeing the reality of what the pandemic has brought to everybody's attention.
So when it comes to those distribution lists, what do they look like, and how ultimately are they utilized? Kara?
Okay, sure. So we have set up a warehouse thanks to a company in the community called L&J Tech, who they were not using their warehouse, and business was not running. So we set up shop there, thanks to them, where we have food that we shop for, and all non-perishables, as I mentioned, some potatoes and carrots and root vegetables, which don't go bad. But basically, it's rice and beans and some broth and carrots and potatoes and onions if we have them for a meal, a family of four, for at least 1 to 2 days, and some snacks, et cetera. And that's what's in the little brown bag, or pasta and sauce and, again, feeding ideally a family of four for a day or two.
When you look at the need in the community, and specifically this community of Beacon, Newburgh, and Wappingers Falls, Karen, I'm interested in how you've been able to reach out to the community. I mean, you outlined it a little bit, but to find out those who are in need and really let people know that you're out there and can help.
Anybody can look at our website, which is www.fairground.org. There's a place there that you can reach out to us, let us know what your needs are, if you want to volunteer with us. if you want to donate to us. It's mostly word of mouth where people talk about this bag that they got and they put us in touch with somebody that knows us. Like I said, the counselors from the schools. We have social workers that are working with people that have reached out.
And when you go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say we've also reached out to the low-income housing areas whom we know may have already been struggling or maybe struggling even more now. And we've created relationships with the community managers at these places to go on a Friday or Saturday and distribute some of these kits and other food donations that we receive.
What are the challenges in doing all of this, Kara, in the sense of, especially now in a pandemic with, I assume, the point of limited volunteers and even where you could go. So what have the challenges been?
The challenges range. So some of them are, you know, we really want to make sure that everybody stays safe. So ensuring safety, ensuring that we don't have a lot of people in close quarters, but that we have a lot of work to do, right? So ensuring safety is a challenge. Ensuring that we have resources and the support of our little city to help us to access money and other resources to buy enough food for people has been a bit of a challenge at times. And, you know, there are a lot of people doing amazing work on around food justice and attending to hunger. And so working together, I think, is imperative. And that's been something that we've been grateful that we can do in our community. But we know that it's not always easy. So a variety of challenges for sure. But we all have the same goal. And I think we all know that it's really about the resources and accessing the resources for us to do more work.
Karen, talk a little bit about that, those challenges and accessing those resources.
So the resources, I think we've been pretty fortunate with, even though it's very challenging, because everybody is focused on getting everybody fed, which has been very rewarding for us because you see the community coming together. We have farmers that are reaching out to us with food that they can't distribute fast enough that we take. We have box stores that are helping us. It's been a pretty amazing journey.
Are there other organizations that are addressing food insecurity in the region that you are working with or working in concert with, or really are you the only game in town?
Well, we're definitely not the only game in town. There are a number of organizations here in Beacon. Common Ground Farms has been an amazing partner of ours. We've been working with them. There's an amazing farm called Wood Thrush Farms who's donated some beautiful lettuce to us. Many of them, these people have a focus on attending to food insecurity. So we're definitely not the only game in town. The Hudson Valley Food Bank, we've connected with a few times. We're still trying to get a distribution with them, but they are supporting a weekly distribution here that we help a little bit with. So there are a number of organizations that are really, really care about increasing the access of quality and nutritious food, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you see it all? This question is for either one or both of you, but how do you see it growing? This program and seeing Fairground grow over time, over the future.
We talk about this all the time. Kara, I'll start off.
Yep.
Sure.
We definitely see ourselves finding a groove to do this on a regular as the states open up and the counties open up, because there will still be this serious need of people that need to access food. So we are working hard with our board to figure out how to keep ourselves grounded and functioning, where we'll be able to have a monetary income that allows us to do that.
Karen?
Yeah, and I think continuing to collaborate, you know, there's an amazing place in Newburgh called Lodger. Lodger is a restaurant, events, activism space, and we've been distributing dinners with them once a week, our dinners to go. And I think continuing to collaborate with people who are really wanting to change the dial here around hunger and access to food. You know, this is not a new problem, Joe. No. I'm sure you know.
Right.
And it's not going to go away anytime soon. And it is a problem that affects some people more than others. There are racial disparities in our food system. There are changes that need to be made. And so Karen and I, a lot of our work in the future, I think, is really going to be about advocacy as well as direct kind of service. I'm a social worker, so attending to this hunger on the ground is incredibly important to me, but we know that policies need to change as well. So I think in the future, that's probably where we're headed on some level, because those policies really need to change.
So there's a form of advocacy too, then, isn't there, Kara?
Absolutely. I think we have to be able to do both. And ideally, it's not our voice, it's the voice of everyone that we work with and that we serve as well.
Well, it is a really important program and one that is doing a lot of great work. You can find out more information by going to their website. It is www.fareground.org. That it's FAREGROND. Am I right on that? Fareground.org.
Right.
And you can also see them on Instagram at Fareground for up-to-date information during this weird pandemic time. Links will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Karen George and Kara Dina Sale, I thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. Seymour possibility, Seymour promise, Seymour progress.